go to the Common Sense Hotline, shall we? Why don't you join me on this Friday? The Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Let's hear your voice, America, 888-900-9966. We start with Michael. He is in Pennsylvania today. Michael, what's on your mind?
Well, I have a story about wearing my MAGA hat.
All right.
Okay, I've insisted on wearing my MAGA hat after the election, after the appointing of Mr. Biden. And every day I go out and strangers come up to me, and this is completely unexpected, say, "I love your hat." And we get into conversations, and we talk about the world of politics and so forth.
Right.
And a few days ago, an 11-year-old sitting on a skateboard outside a pizza place said, "I love your hat." And I was absolutely enthralled.
So, have you gotten any negative pushback? Any people who give you the sneer, the snot eye, anything like that?
One time I got a confrontation. I basically joked my way out of it. But, hey, if I didn't get that, I knew I wouldn't be doing a good job.
Attaboy, Michael. Way to be an American. Greatly appreciated. Thank you, sir, for sharing your story. Again, you can share yours, 888-900-9966. Tell me what's going on with you. No question that there is a crisis at the southern border. It's beyond debate. We've had a crisis at the southern border for the last 25 years, honestly. It's just been, to what degree are we dealing with it? Right? To what degree are we dealing with the crisis at the southern border? I bring that to your attention because of some new polling that's been done. I wanted to tell you how bad it could be. If we continue down this road where Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the entire administration continue to bury their head in the sand and say, "Oh, there's nothing to be seen here." Not that they would let reporters in anyway. We learned that yesterday. The president will not be letting anyone in. Not until they have it all tidied up in the way they want you to see it. Then you can bring cameras in and see how it's nice for all the boys and girls. There are 33 countries in Latin America and the Caribbean. 450 million adults living in those places. 450 million people. So Gallup polling did a survey to ask them if they would like to move to another country permanently. 27% said yes. That would be 120 million people out of the 450. 27% said they'd like to move permanently. Which country? The United States, number one. Shocker, right? It's such a terrible place. It's biased. It's unfair. It's full of racists and deplorables and knuckle-draggers and, you know, violence. Just a bloody, deadly, awful place is America. Well, 35% said they'd like to permanently move to America. That's 42 million people. 42 million people would like to come to America now. So, at the rate we're going now, we'll see 1.5 million people at the border this year. 1.5 million this year. You have to ask yourself, when are they going to get serious about the border? I've seen footage every single day for weeks on end now of people coming across the river swimming. Some people I saw drowned while they're trying to make it across. Very sad video, but it was there. There were six or seven, and then there were three or four. The rest, down the Rio Grande, wherever they wanted and ended up. But I've seen footage every day of people coming across the river, running into America. And what happens? Well, they get rounded up. They get processed. Now we don't even give them court dates. We don't even give them court dates. They just, "Hey, would you come back at some point and check in?" "Sure. Adios, amigos. See you later." And it's on this, honor system. We're letting tens of thousands of people into the country on the honor system. Who else does that? Does Canada do that? No, of course not. Does Russia do that? Does China do that? No. Of course not. They have strict borders. Strict borders. And if you're caught breaking into China, I think they'd probably just shoot you. They figured out that's a good way to eradicate the virus. It's a way to eradicate the influx of illegals into their country, they don't have illegals busting into China or Russia. I'm not suggesting that's what we do, but the point is, borders matter. And the Biden administration continues to ignore what's really going on at the border. They won't even let reporters in. This is the part that bothers me the most. Denying reporters access to be able to take photographs, to be able to witness what's happening inside these facilities at the border. For Joe Biden to stand there yesterday and to say, well, we'll let you in when it's ready. What do you mean when it's ready? The kids are living there now. Kids being 17 and under. But those kids are there now. Sleeping on the floor. No showers. No contact with adults or parents. It continues. And it continues going on. Let's go to Barb in Wisconsin. We got time to get one more phone call in. Barb is in Wisconsin on the Common Sense Hotline. Barb, what's on your mind?
Hi. I'm calling this morning because I'm concerned about President Biden stating that he's going to fix the issue down there at the border. And he acts like we're all stupid that we don't know what's going on. He says he wants to help and fix things, and he's going to do it. And he's sending Kamala down there. Why doesn't he just do what Trump did? Trump fixed it, and now he's ruined it. And bringing all these people in, you know, how can you control COVID with this happening? You can't.
No, you have to wonder if it's by design. That's the problem, Barb. It might be by design. So there you go. Thank you for calling. We're going to take a quick break here and check in on sports with Brock Palmbush. Don't go anywhere. It's a Friday here on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes.